This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and this is the evening edition with Sharmila and Lynn. So if you haven't heard by now, the SOPs for Chinese New Year were announced yesterday by by Ismail Sabri. And there have been some mixed reactions, to say the least. I think to sum it up, the core of it being, while a lot of people understand the need for SOPs, there has been a fair amount of unhappiness in terms of what they finally turned out to be. They seem to be... people feel that they're too tight. People feel that they're inconsiderate. And I don't think that this really helped, because the way they were announced themselves, right? The minister was sort of taken to task for being culturally insensitive when he announced that the SOPs were for the 12th and the 13th, when the reunion dinner would actually be happening on the eve. Subsequently, they've corrected the SOPs to be for the 11th and the 12th.
Yeah, so as far as the SOPs themselves go, interstate travel will not be allowed, which I think everybody expected. House-to-house visits will also be prohibited. And when it comes to reunion dinner, you will be reuniting with the people you see daily, because they will only be allowed among members who are living in the same household. And so on the criticism, right, I think it's worth considering that these SOPs came hot on the heels of the announcement that barbershops would be allowed to operate, that pasar malams would also be allowed to run. And so I think the premise here is understanding, I suppose, when applying pressure gets you your way and when it does not. I think that's kind of partly where the unhappiness is stemming from. And also, I think why it is that gathering with fewer people that you know well for a set amount of time is perhaps considered more dangerous than being out and about with strangers. Because, for example, even families who are living in the same district, even if you are living a mere 5 kilometres, 2 kilometres away, will not be allowed to gather at all.
Hence the proliferation of all of the "we're having Chinese New Reunion dinner at the pasar malam" memes,
yes,
that have been shared on WhatsApp and Facebook and so on. You know, the thing is that there have been already demands to withdraw and revise these SOPs. The Bangi MP, Ong Kian Ming, suggested that, as you said, Lynn, maybe 10 to 15 family members who live in the same district could be allowed to gather for the reunion dinner. I think Malacca has also put in... We just heard it on the news. Malacca has also announced that it might consider allowing families that live within, families to cross district lines, but as long as they're within the same state, to be able to gather for Chinese New Year dinner as well. So the National Unity Ministry has said that it will raise these views and appeals of the Chinese community with the National Security Council. So on that note, it's been done with them, you know, through consultation of up to, I think, 21 religious and cultural organizations, as well as other relevant parties. This happened on the 12th and the 18th of January, before the SOPs were drawn up. So I'm not sure how much of a change is possible or going to happen before the dinner next week. But I think it's fair to say that very few people are happy with this announcement.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't think that anybody was expecting, all systems go on open houses. And sure, if you want to cross state lines and go back home, that's cool. I'm not sure that anybody really, in their heart of hearts, expected that. But I think the level of restrictedness that's present in the SOPs, and the fact that it comes, like I said, in tandem with other things being allowed to run that would permit larger groups of people to be in one space, albeit outdoors, albeit with more controllable SOPs because you would be in a place of business. I think nevertheless, it's hard not to look at that and perceive it perhaps as a bit of a blow to the morale. But yeah, that's where I am. I'm not sure everybody agrees, but I was disheartened when I saw them.
I must admit that I'm probably a little bit on the, not opposite exactly, but I don't thoroughly disagree. I do think, though, that it needn't have been this tight. I never thought that they were going to say, yes, everyone can have your gigantic reunion dinners with everyone from all over the country. But it does feel like a reunion dinner with just the people in your house is, as you said, just a regular dinner.
It's just dinner.
Yes.
Honestly.
I mean, just put the TV on and yeah, it's just another day. So, and my heart goes out to the people who are going to be celebrating, because I had the same experience with Deepavali last year. You know, I couldn't see my family because they lived in a different district, and it's not easy. And after a year, I think people are starting to feel this fatigue, this isolation. We do want to know how you feel, though. Let us know what you think about these new SOPs. How are you planning to celebrate Chinese New Year? You can call us at 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And we are going to be hearing reactions from two people who are having very different Chinese New Year celebrations this year. First up, we wanted to reach out to someone who won't be spending their Chinese New Year with their family members. We do have on the line Sarah Kok, who is a media professional. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
So you are living away from your parents, so these SOPs would mean that you won't be able to see them this year. How are you feeling about this?
So I think my case is that I'm living in different districts from my parents or from my family in general. So if it feels a bit, it will feel a bit weird because we usually do steamboat for CNY, and that would be, and I don't like steamboat, but you know, when you do it with family, it's like a different thing altogether, right? But I think I'm feeling all right. My parents, on the other hand, or my family, and my grandma, actually, my grandma is not feeling so good about like this, not being able to see her grandchild thing.
So with that, then, what are you planning to do instead now that you're free from the tyranny of the family steamboat setup?
So I think, if I overheard my housemates correctly yesterday, they are trying to get one lantern and light it in front of the house. So I don't know about that. I have no clue what they're trying to do, but there is going to be some form of celebrations within the house. And I'll be video calling my family. Hopefully my grandma will be able to hear me over the phone. She's not gotten used to that system yet.
So on that note, what have these conversations with your family, with your grandma, what has it been like when you talk about how to celebrate Chinese New Year differently?
It has been a bit tough, actually, because my mom, a couple of weeks ago, before we didn't know, like, the MCO and stuff like that, she was saying something like, could you help pick up the yisang when you come over, you know? And I told her, I'm not too sure if I can get over. I'm not too sure if restrictions will be lifted then. So I've already apologized then. I feel like it's finally sinking in. But honestly, no discussions yet. we don't know. Like, the SOPs were released yesterday. And I just think that, I guess for us, maybe it's important to bear in mind what the spirit of celebration is. And then we celebrate through that, I suppose. Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing.
No worries.
That was Sarah Kok, talking to us about her plans for Chinese New Year this year. She won't be able to go back to visit her family. So how do... I don't know, just hearing her made me feel, just brought back all of those memories of how I felt last year as well. Let us know how you feel. You know, have you thought about how you're going to spend Chinese New Year with these SOPs in mind? What are your thoughts on them? Do you think they're just a necessity right now? Call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:16 and we are talking about the new SOPs for Chinese New Year. In terms of how it's impacting people, how they plan to celebrate the holiday. Lynn, I was wondering how you felt. You know, what are your alternatives? What are you planning to do?
Nothing, probably. I mean, I have to be honest, the people that I would usually, perhaps the reason why I feel this keenly is because my family that I would usually be having the reunion dinner with live, I would say, about 600 meters from me. They really are kind of right across the road. And I think it's perhaps my own fault. I had expectations, not of giant reunion dinners. I think even collectively, all of us, we would have been under 10 people. So I think I just thought that that would be happening. And so I'm kind of coming to terms with the fact that that's not going to be the case. And like I said, when you compare it, therefore, with the SOPs for other things that are allowed, it's a little bit hard to wrap my head around that. So, yeah, I think still processing that.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of Chinese New Year. I'm not Chinese. And I was just going to say, I'm already missing, you know, the Yi Sang and the lion dances and just the general festivities. So I can only imagine what it must feel like for those whom this is a big part of their daily, not daily, their yearly celebrations, especially the idea of getting together with family that you may not see very often. So we have comedian Jason Leong joining us today to tell us about his upcoming Chinese New Year plans. Jason, you've been quite vocal online on social media about your reactions to these SOPs, but talk us through them. You know, how did you feel when they were announced?
Well, it feels like there are SOPs and then there are no SOPs because it doesn't make sense at all that we are allowed to visit our family members as long as we stay in the same house. That to me and to us doesn't make any sense. And I think for us as a whole, the Chinese community, we don't mind a strict SOP. We don't mind a strict MCO as long as it makes sense. You know, we know that we have to curb this pandemic. We know that we should stay at home. But if you make this kind of SOPs where it's obvious you are not culturally sensitive to what we do during Chinese New Year, then I think that's quite unfortunate.
So with that in mind, right, how do you actually usually, in a regular year, what would Chinese New Year look like for you?
Well, Chinese New Year would be dreading to visit relatives.
Sure.
And all the questions like, you know, when you're going to get married, when you're going to get a child, when you're going to get another child. And then feeling very upset that I have to give ang paos to my friends who are adults but not married yet for some reason. So, but apart from that, we do visit. My parents will come and visit us in my home, and then I'll go and visit friends, you know, and exchange ang paos, give out, you know, like exchange Mandarin oranges. So this year will be definitely the most muted Chinese New Year celebration compared to previous years.
So on that note, you know, are there other forms of festivities that you will be missing aside from not seeing your family, naturally?
Well, I think apart from that, there's the whole, how to say, it's not mandatory, but we do get together and play a game of cards, you know, and obviously we can't do that when we can only meet virtually. There's also lion dances, which are almost non-existent at the moment because we can't go out and congregate in places where a lion dance will normally be held. But apart from that, I think most of us will make do with what we have. We'll do the best we can to make this a memorable Chinese New Year. And I think somehow or other, this too shall pass. We'll get through this.
So with that in mind then, and with the doing our best to make it memorable, what's that going to look like for you? I just admitted to feeling kind of apathetic and a bit lost about it at the moment. Bad Chinese person. what are you planning to do?
Well, yes, you know, sometimes this year is like a continuation of the worst year ever. So, yes, I can understand feeling apathetic. But for me, what we're going to do is we're going to, I think like most people, have a virtual or Zoom meeting where, and, you know, every year my mom will make this the most delicious steamboat ever. So I think this year I will get the list of ingredients and I'll make my own steamboat. Then she will make her own steamboat and then we'll Zoom and eat together. it's weird, yet that's the normal. We're in a new norm now, the new weird, which is the new normal.
Well, I have plans to low sang with a friend virtually. So, you know, I really
feel... That's so
cute. But are you hoping that there might be an amendment to the SOPs, given that there's been so much pushback on them?
Yes, I think, well, the first thing that they have to amend is, of course, even if they are doing a strict SOP, they have to include the reunion dinner day, which is a day before than what the current SOPs actually state it's for. Reunion dinner is actually the bigger event compared to the Chinese New Year day one or day two. But yes, I'm hoping that they allow visitation, say, within 10 kilometers within the same district. And if you're in the same family, for example, like in my case, right? My mom and dad, they live like within 10 kilometers away. They should be allowed to come and visit me, I think. So I'm hoping for that small amendment. But of course, I fully agree that there shouldn't be any interstate travel or, you know, of that kind, because that will exacerbate the pandemic.
So overall then, Jason, and in closing, what advice would you have for those who find themselves feeling a bit bummed out this Chinese New Year and who may not be able to celebrate with their family and their loved ones?
Well, like I said earlier, I think it's very normal, very understandable to feeling a bit down. But, you know, Chinese New Year comes but once a year, and there won't be another occasion to celebrate as widely as possible. And I think this pandemic has taught us that friends and family are very, very important. You know, I know friends who have lost friends to COVID-19. And I think it's now more important than ever to cherish that friendship, cherish the relationships, and to strengthen the bonds.
Jason, thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
That was comedian Jason Leong just telling us about his thoughts on the SOPs and what he plans to do this year for Chinese New Year, since the SOPs have made a fair amount of the things that are quite common to the celebration not doable. Let us know what you plan to do now that the SOPs are out. What are your thoughts on them? What are your plans for a revised COVID-friendly Chinese New Year? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.